What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Burt Show.
It was a redo weekend. Could have been a redo weekend for Abby in Nashville. How'd it go?
It went pretty good.
Did we get redemption? Is this your redemption arc?
Well, this is what I was trying to go into my birthday weekend in Nashville for. A couple years ago, I went to Nashville with some friends, and I totally fumbled the bag by not realizing I was getting hit on, because why would I think I'm getting hit on by somebody in a band at a
literally
local bar? Literally, I got hit and I got hit on. Like, why would I think I'd be getting hit on by some dude in a band in the middle of a crowd? A couple years ago, I was at Jason Aldean's. We were at the top floor. And if you've ever been there, this is one of the most packed bars on Broadway. And for good reason. There's a beautiful view of Broadway. They always have the best bands playing the most popular songs. And there's always people ages like 20 to 30 there, you know, dancing, having a good time. Like, it is a rowdy bar to be at. And when I was there a few years ago, I remember I was like in the back, in the middle, like very much in an innocuous position in the crowd, not thinking I'm getting noticed by anybody. And all of a sudden, I feel a little on my forehead, and apparently, maybe I'm overselling this guy's name.
You might have been unconscious.
I was just trying to make a point for the people at home, but I got a little like,
yeah,
on my forehead.
All I know is all the ladies heard that, and they're immediately going to Jason Aldean's this weekend.
And I got hit in the forehead by a guitar pick, not realizing
a guitar pick, not realizing
the bass player or whatever was trying to get my attention. I just, in my mind, I'm thinking I just look like every other chick on Broadway wearing jean shorts and a bodysuit with blonde hair. I just look like every other chick.
See, I also think you don't give yourself enough credit, and I don't take this the wrong way. You're approachable. You're pretty and approachable. There are some that just, as maybe it's different for me as than it was for you, Mo. There are just some women you look at and you're like, I think there's going to be a high, ugly turndown factor here if she's not into it. Oh, yeah. So I'm going to stay away entirely. Whereas with you, I think even if you're not interested, and I might have this wrong, even if you're not interested, you'll at least do it in a kind way.
Yeah. I am super nice when people approach me, but I'm not like get called out by somebody in the band pretty. So when you say I'm approachably pretty, I'm not that kind of pretty where like out of all the sea of girls at Jason Aldean's, nobody's throwing a guitar pick at me to try and get my attention.
But
you know
maybe
what I mean?
He's been there, done it, thrown a million different picks at a million different off-the-charts hotties, and they've all been jerks.
Yeah, let's go for the six in the back.
So now he's lowering his expectations. He's lowering his standards a bit.
What are you trying to accomplish here? I just feel bad about myself.
Next woman up, man. So now maybe he's just lowered the bar.
So many years of the hot ones.
I'll take the mental
one
in the back.
He doesn't want the hot ones anymore. Abby, he wants you.
When's my contract up again? Anyway, so I get hit on by this bass player, you know, knocked in the forehead by a guitar pick. I have no idea what's happening because, of course, I'm not thinking I'm getting hit on. My friends go, Abby, what are you doing? The bass player is trying to get your attention. So we devise this whole plan to try and get his attention. It goes horribly. I threw a guitar pick back on stage. It didn't hit him in the forehead. Apparently, he had better aim than me. And I never got to have my beautiful Nashville meet cute. So I went into this weekend thinking, I am leaving with a fling. I want to have a hot makeout with a bass player, even if I'm a solid four. Like, I want someone to at least make me feel like an 8.5 at the weekend.
She's not even going for the lead guitarist. Just give me the bass player.
Who? Give me the dude that's playing the tambourine.
So your goal wasn't to find that dude. It was any dude.
No, yeah. That dude is probably a bass player for actual Jason Aldean by this point. You know, you put in your time in Nashville and you actually get to go out on tour. And plus Stagecoach out in Palm Springs is happening this weekend. So I knew we were kind of getting the B-tier team. So I'm like, you know what? Maybe they'll be desperate enough for me.
I mean, Bert would tell you, the B-tier is where you need to be. So you're going to be good.
I know. If I were you, I would look for a bar called the B-team.
B-team respects B-team.
Could you imagine if there was such a bar that was established in Nashville, where, like, if you walk up and you are like a 9 or above, you don't get admitted because you're too high.
Wow. Oh, I love this. Yes.
So you have to be mid at best in order to get to the bar.
Junior varsity. Yeah.
Yes. We just call it mids.
It's not even a velvet room.
Mids is fire.
We'll have it in Midtown. Yes, mids in Midtown.
Mids, and it's not even a velvet rope. It's like a plastic rope. So it's just a rope.
I love discriminating mids. Against hot people. Yeah. So anyway, I show up to Jason Aldean's because it is one of the most fun bars on Broadway. Because I'm like, you know what? We'll go back to the scene of the crime. We'll see if we can make it happen again. And I go straight to the front row because I ain't wasting no time. If I'm getting called out from the back last time, go straight to the front row this time. Maybe at least I'll get a little winky wink from somebody in the band. And I was just having too good of a time day one on Friday. Had a little bit too much tequila, enjoyed myself. And honestly, totally forgot about my goal. But then Saturday rolls around.
That's a good thing. I think that's the kind of vibe and energy and aura that you want to have.
Oh, I was having main character energy. I am always shocked at the reach that this show has because I remember going to Nashville this weekend and thinking like, oh, I'm kind of incognito this weekend. Mm. You know, normally I go to the Battery and I'll get approached every now and then. But I'm like, in Nashville, I am just every other chick. And then I woke up on Saturday to a bunch of DMs saying, hey, you looked real good at Jason Aldean's. Nice moves, Abby.
Yeah, there are two cities you got to watch out for, right? And I say this in the nicest way. Nashville and Charleston also.
Oh, Charleston.
You
got to
have your head
too.
On the swivel, man.
For sure.
They're the nicest, and we've been there for so long that it's the same type deal.
So Saturday, I was feeling a little bit more desperate because I don't know what was in the air this weekend. Apparently, it was love because I remember looking around Nashville and thinking, why is everybody in a couple this weekend? I feel like Nashville's one of my single safe zones where, you know, you're going to get kind of like hit on because everyone's showing up with a similar goal. It's sort of like Vegas. Everyone's in a chaotic mood. And literally everywhere I looked, I'm like, they're in a relationship. They're celebrating their bachelor party. There was nobody single. So I was like, I really do got to get up on stage and I got to find one of these bass players. So Jason Aldean's still kind of having the same good vibe, dancing, not really getting any attention from the band. They're like focused on their job. Weird. And finally, we get to our last bar of the night. We go to Morgan Wallen's new bar. We wanted to check it out because it's the freshest bar on Broadway. We had to see what it was all about. And luckily enough, we show up, we get to the top floor, which is usually where like the younger people go. The top floor on Broadway is, or the top floor at any bar on Broadway is going to be the most rowdy. So we get there and lucky me, there's a man with long brown hair, lead singer, playing guitar. And I'm thinking, now's my chance. So I go to the front row, I start doing my little moves, start doing some swing dancing with some of the other guys, try to get, you know, him a little jealous. He has his name on the back. Like they have a big screen projecting the name of the band and his name is the name of the band. It's like blank, blank. Band. So I go, he's probably got an Instagram. Let me see if I can slide in those DMs, see if maybe he gets a little ping on his Apple Watch.
Okay.
So I go to his Instagram, ready to make my move, ready to slide in and be like, hey, are you desperate? I'm a four and I'm here.
How did we go from 6 to 4?
No. She got downgraded this morning.
You got me feeling like a 4, so that's what we're going with. And there it is, pinned to the top of his profile are his engagement photos. And by that point, I was like, you know what? I'm 7 margaritas deep. Yeah. I'm surrounded by all these couples. I'm just not in my most sexy mood. So we're just going to take the L and leave Nashville single once again. What else is new?
But you had fun.
But I had so much fun this weekend.
It was a girls' weekend.
It was a girls' weekend. I love Nashville. I feel like Dorothy every time I roll up. Like, I go from black and white to Technicolor. Aww. It is just, I love that place.
It's Abby's the greatest place on earth. Abby's new bar coming soon. Mids.
Fours only. Hot people need not apply.
The Bert Show. Real. Funny. Chumba. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So whenever I'm out in the wild or I'm introduced to people, a lot of the time people will have an interesting Bert story that they want to share with me.
God, from what year I could say. there are some I'd be more eager for you to share on the air than others.
It's always random and all over the place. This particular Bert story, though, is from 2011, and I think this one takes the cake. I think this is the most interesting story I've ever got.
2011. Okay. I've been in the city for a long time. We're going on 25 years here, so I've left a wake of either goodness or bad.
Depending on who you are.
Not sure.
Right. So I go, my dude introduces me to one of his partners, and they want to do like this major deal that they're working on. They want to bring me in on it. I'm like, cool. So we all get together to hang around and talk and figure it all out. Somewhere in the middle of it, he just stops and he goes, man, has Bert ever told you the story about when we were about to sign the next Eminem? That's what he says. And I go, what? No, he definitely didn't tell me this story. And I said, y'all were about to sign them together? So he says, yeah, this was in 2011. You got to ask Bert if he remembers this. I said, okay, I will do. And then he started pulling out pictures of you guys from 2011. And then he had some other pictures of you guys from 2014. Kristen, you were in one of the pictures. And he's showing me all of these pictures. I guess this was his way of telling me that this is legit. Like, I'm not making this up.
Were these pictures in, like, clubs and bars and stuff like that?
One of them, y'all appeared to be at, like, an event. Maybe in like, on a red carpet of some sort. And then the other one, I think y'all were in, like, a club. Like, maybe, like, in a VIP section of the club.
That could have been the Vision days. And it's... No wonder why I don't remember.
No, that was BK.
Oh, yeah. So I don't know. Do you remember this at all?
No.
Me neither. I don't remember almost ever signing, getting close to signing the next Eminem.
So this is what he tells me. He says at that time he was working on a record label, and he had, I think, 11 or 12 artists that he had under his label. And he was trying to get them all signed to a bigger deal. He was trying to be the bridge to get them the bigger deal. But there was one of the acts of the 12 that, according to him, could really, really rap. Like, he was nice. He was really good. And y'all all saw it. He saw it. You saw it, Bert. He said everybody would hear this guy and go, no, he's legit got a shot to be the next Eminem.
He
has what it takes. And this is around 2011. And he said he even forgot what he went by at the time, because he had a different artist name than his actual name.
Okay.
But I guess at that time, like, he was promoting him and he was getting so much traction that somehow, some way, you guys ran into each other at some point and he started presenting you with all this information.
And I was excited by this
guy. You were very excited about this guy, and you saw the vision too, and you was like, I'm all on board. I agree. And he told me, he was like, Mo, I know you do music. He's like, trust me when I tell you, this dude was good. Like, he was that good, to the point where if you heard him, you would be like, oh, he's definitely going to make it.
All right, now what? Was I just giving him, like, the business? Like, oh, yeah, this guy's great. You should definitely hit me up, man. Or were we in, like, contact with each other?
No, he said y'all were in contact with each other so much so that you were actually reaching out to him to make sure that this dude was ready to go and that things were going to be legit. And that you were more so coming in on the marketing side of it to give him some life into his, you know, he was like, everything that they were doing, they were performing. I guess you would come in and talk about it, bring it on radio, and try to help him get a start.
Huh.
And so he was like, okay, cool. So then he said at some point, though, Bert reached out to me, and he said it was like a day where y'all was supposed to meet, and it was supposed to finalize whatever the details were of how y'all were going to go about this business. But he said when you reached out to him and you text him, he never texted you back. And he said at that point, he was so embarrassed at the fact that he didn't text you back that he just was like, man, this deal is not going to work anyway. So he's like, I never spoke to Bert since that day. But he's like, I never got to tell Bert what actually happened. So I'm like, well, I'll deliver the message for you. What actually happened?
Okay.
I did not see this coming. But he said what actually happened was literally the night that y'all was all supposed to get together to discuss the next steps in this man's career. Apparently, he had some kind of mental breakdown. And he didn't know this, but so the artist, I guess, was relapsing a lot at that time. But his wife or his girlfriend at the time was hiding it from everybody, and including this guy who was trying to do the business deal. So he didn't know that this guy had this past with drugs, and that sometimes he would relapse and he would go back into this place because his girlfriend was just keeping him on a straight and narrow, and he had no idea about any of this. So literally he gets a phone call the day that y'all are supposed to meet saying that this guy was seen, and it's on the news, it blew up and everything, running down the highway butt naked.
I feel like I want to look up the story online.
It was from 2011.
Okay.
It was an artist. It was in Atlanta. It was on one of the major highways, and they said that he got caught running around butt naked. It was breaking news, and that he ended up going into a mental facility. They checked him into a hospital, which then he was taken to a mental facility, and that he went to go visit him at the facility to see what happened. And so apparently what happened was he called the guy and said, yo, we got the meeting with Bert tomorrow. The artist ended up getting so excited that he celebrated. And in his celebrating, he relapsed. He went back to doing the drugs that he hadn't done. And then that's how he ended up on the highway. So when you reached out to him to say, yo, what's going on with the artist? He didn't know how to tell you this dude is in a mental facility right now because he had a drug relapse and we have no way to get him actually back into artist form. And so he just at that time never reached out to you again. And I was like, well, whatever happened? He said, the dude is fine today. Like, he lives with his girlfriend. They have a kid together and he's just living an everyday life. But he said, this, I literally, the last time I spoke to Bert was in 2011, and he was waiting for my text because we both thought we had discovered the next Eminem.
So he's gone all this time since 2011. We're talking about 13, 14 years or something here, thinking like he ghosted me and I'd be like upset about it.
He said, I don't know what Bert ever thought of it, but he said he just wondered if in your travels, like, you ever said to yourself, whatever happened to that deal when we were about to sign the next Eminem, because then he believed you would definitely remember.
Okay, so I want you to go back to your dude, and I want you to tell him this. I don't have one grain, not one grain of remembrance of any of what you're talking about.
That is insane.
No texts, no calls, no dude running down the street, no business deal that me gonna market on the radio. I remember nothing.
I'm gonna go to him today, because now I'm very interested, because this was like one of the highlights of this man's life, and he's telling this story like so, and I'm like, Bert's memory is here and there. I don't know if he'll remember it.
Well, if he's saying it's the highlight of his life, don't tell him I don't remember it at all.
I'm gonna tell him. Well, he said not a grain.
I've already let Abby down this morning. I don't want to let this dude down also.
The Bert Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Star Wars creator George Lucas is explaining one of the most iconic elements of the franchise that has puzzled fans for years. Now, if you've ever seen a Star Wars movie, you can't not, even if you haven't seen Star Wars, you know who Yoda is. Yoda's that little green alien munchkin thing, and he always speaks in these weird riddles. They're very, like, philosophical things where he'll say something like, I don't know, if it was Bert speaking, he would be like, a four Abby is. It's always like backwards.
I ain't letting that one go for
a year.
That's a therapy lesson I'm going to have to pay for. Okay. I think.
He speaks in riddles. He'll kind of like mix up words to make it sound maybe more profound than it actually is. But it's
stupid
just
stupid. You are.
Yes, yeah, stupid. You are. Very like common sense phrases. But because it's coming from Yoda, the little green man, it feels like it's something that, like, you know, Confucius would say, or Aristotle or whatever.
He's a little green Buddha.
He is. So George Lucas is now disclosing the reason why he has that weird speech pattern. This is from the Empire Strikes Back 45th anniversary screening.
Wow. Why does Yoda speak backwards?
Well, I will tell you.
Okay, thank you.
Yoda had a very distinctive way of talking because, and it was done purposely because, if you were speaking regular English or people don't listen that much. But if he has an accent or it's really hard to understand what he's saying, they focus on what he's saying. And what he was basically the philosopher of the movie. Right. So he was talking about all of the things, you know, in long talking scenes and stuff, where I had to figure out a way to get people to actually listen, especially 12-year-olds.
And listen, people did. That's what they did.
Work. Listen, you will.
Listen, you will. So, George Lucas for figuring out a way to get 12-year-olds to pay attention to some basic life lessons. Okay, there's a new list that just came out that is so funny and has just unlocked a series of memories I've had from pop culture's past. It's a list of the dumbest reasons people became famous in the United States.
Oh, God.
Now,
Hawk 2 has got to be number one.
Hawk 2 is on the list. She's actually number 2. two on the list, but I'll start more farther back. So in the 13th spot, before there was the TikTok For You page where just about anybody could become famous, or YouTube if you were going to make little YouTube videos like Justin Bieber going viral and then becoming a multi-million dollar singer, you would go on American Idol. American Idol's kind of lost its luster nowadays, but about 20 years ago, man, if you tuned in at 8 p.m. and you saw some of these bad auditions, you would hear iconic songs like this one, known as Pants on the Ground.
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground, looking like a fool with your pants on the ground, with the gold in your mouth, hat turned sideways, pan hit the ground, call yourself a cool cat, looking like a fool, walking downtown with your pants on the ground, giddy up.
I remember that.
I thought it was going to be the she bangs, she bangs.
Was it William Hung? Yeah. Is that his name?
How did you remember that?
I don't know. I don't know.
There's just too many to count, so many bad auditions. And sixth place, there's Bad Baby from Dr. Phil with the very memorable line, Catch Me Outside.
Catch me outside, how about that?
Huh?
Catch me outside, how about that?
Catch you outside? What does that mean?
What I just said.
Catch her outside and she'll go outside and do what she has to do. That's what she's talking about.
Oh, yeah,
this
yeah,
is
okay,
all,
yeah.
This is all, but don't you see that this is all mouth? This is mouth.
Oh, do you want to take this outside? Because I think they can bring cameras outside.
Really? Because I think I flipped you.
You want to do it again?
Daddy, don't get all tough. Please don't. This is not the place.
Hey,
this is
sit,
the
down.
Sit down.
Sit down.
Sit down.
Do you know how much she's worth now?
Like $50 million.
Yeah, I just looked it up. $75 million.
That's insane.
Oh, my God.
She made $1 million in 6 hours when she first started on OnlyFans.
Every now and then I hear it, then I go, what's my self-worth really worth, you know?
It ruins my day every time I hear it.
It does. And then one of my favorite stars from an iconic TLC show, what was it? The Toddlers, Pageants, and Tiaras. Toddlers, Tiaras, yeah, that one. Honey Boo Boo, I loved her when she came out with her reality show. Who could forget memorable lines like this?
I'm Alana, I'm 6, and I'm a beauty queen. Must be crazy if they think they're gonna be me, Honey Boo Boo Child.
Honey Boo Boo Child.
I'm super solid because I do pageants.
She has a documentary coming out.
I know. And I think a Lifetime movie, too, which that'll be interesting to watch. She has
lived. Was Honey Boo Boo on Lifetime.
I was Honey Boo Boo. She's still Honey Boo Boo. Once Honey Boo Boo, always Honey
Boo Boo. What is she doing now? What happened?
We're going to find out. That's what the documentary's for.
Yeah, yeah. I was hoping I wouldn't have to watch it.
Do you remember that was...
You could just tell me. We can get this over with.
That was the theme for one of our Pride floats 1 year for Pride.
Yeah. Honey Boo Boo?
Right. Uh-huh.
Yep. Stop.
We had a pig on the float. Yep. Remember?
That wasn't Honey Boo Boo.
No. No, because Uncle Poodle, I think, had a pig, which is why we had a pig on the float. It was a whole thing. It was a whole thing.
Poodle. And in the top spot on the list, it was Balloon Boy. Who could forget Balloon Boy?
Floating away.
Yeah.
In the
when he was
balloon.
Really in the attic and not in the balloon. Mm-hmm. All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, so we are less than a week away from our Pinot period party. This Sunday, May 4th, starting at 2 o'clock, we are going to be at Chateau Alon Winery, North Georgia, Braselton, and we're going to be collecting menstruation products for menstruators in need. So tampons, pads, panty liners, collecting all this to put period kits together because May is Period Poverty Awareness Month. And I am so excited to let you guys know that the period products are already pouring in to helping mamas. And, you know, we're going to have a great turnout on Sunday. Hopefully a lot of people out there, a lot of hands on deck, volunteers putting these period kits together.
Mo and I were going to be there, but it's Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. I ain't go there.
I know. Damn.
And the draft, too.
It was a big draft. Yeah, man.
The day before Cinco, so you really have to rest before.
It's also Easter weekend.
Yeah. There's some Black History stuff going on.
Hanukkah.
Mom's Day is the next weekend.
Yeah. But I'm glad you got so many people involved.
Well, yeah, I am too. And unlike these two dudes, their men are in attendance. It's an all ages event. Men come out to help and support those that are in need. Also, kids come out to learn about giving back. It's going to be, and it has been the past couple years, a really great event. I am proud to say that so far, 7,064 period products have already been collected.
Wow.
Can I be honest with you? Before you started this, I had no idea this was even a thing in this country.
Big thing. One in four people struggle.
I think I remember you rattling that off when you first started doing this. I had no idea. One in four don't have access to these things. Come on.
And it's not even, they're so expensive. Paint tax is a real thing as well. What's crazy is it's not like it's an option. No, this is what our bodies do. These are necessities. Like, these are not...
It's not at this is mandatory.
Yes, it is.
This is not an extracurricular activity.
It's not like a opt-out. No, you can't. It's not like you can just volunteer for a period here and then. It is what it is. So, yeah. So, Helping Mamas has a wish list that they have put together of all the period products they would like. So, as of right now, the people who can't attend have already been going ahead and ordering some period products that we're going to use. Then over 3,000 period products have been collected from the National Council of Negro Women. I love these organizations that come together, and there's also offices that gather a bunch, and then they all come out to put the period kits together. And then almost 2,500 period products have been collected from two very sweet teenagers, Kamari and Bailey, from the Girl Up chapter at Lovett School. Amazing. So just wanted to give those two organizations a shout out. Everybody who has donated, there's still time to go ahead. If you can't make it on Sunday, to go to that wish list, and all that stuff is at thebirthshow.com, so you can go ahead and send some more products in that we will gladly use on Sunday to put those period kits together.
I was going to ask, because you said that we're collecting tampons and liners and pads, but I know in recent years cervical discs have gotten, like Diva cups have gotten really popular. Are they collecting those too?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, whatever that can help those that are for Period Poverty Awareness Month. Also, I know there's a special kind of like period underwear that's out there now. If you want to do that. So, yeah, whatever we can to help those in need, we are down for it.
Good morning, Emily. You are part of the Bird Show. Hello.
Good morning. I put together a group of volunteers for hospice, and one of the ladies that I spoke with earlier last week, she is part of a group that is taking a bill to the Senate to try to get your EBT or WIC cards eligible to purchase feminine products.
I can't believe that's already not a thing. It 1,000% should be.
Wow.
But I think it's awesome that they are bringing it to light.
For sure.
To be a necessity, like food. It is a necessity. Yeah. I mean, you really can't do without it.
Yeah, so, but
anyway, I just wanted to tell you that was underway. And
yeah, no, I love that so much. And we'll definitely keep track of it. And hopefully it passes. And because, again, I feel like that's something that should be a given. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like you said, you've just now been educated about the fact
that. You said one in four. I'm like, that feels like a third world country statistic when it comes to these things. That's crazy. Wild.
Yep.
All right. So last week, I'm sort of obsessed with Shaq now. A little bit obsessed with Shaq. Since last week when we talked about how many different products that this guy endorses, right? And we were talking about how much he's worth. These guys that have a podcast called The Makeshift Project, they're on Instagram. This is how rich Shaq is.
Can you guess how many franchises Shaquille O'Neal owns?
Of Papa John's?
I'm going to go through the list of the companies. You're going to tell me how many.
Okay.
This man made a ton of money off the court.
Okay, let's hear it.
Papa John's. How many franchises does he have?
50.
50?
That would be a lot.
No, that would be a lot.
10.
10 was really close. He has 9.
That's insane.
How many Auntie Anne's does Shaq own?
I didn't know he was involved in Auntie Anne's.
He's involved in everything.
He owns like 3 of them, right?
Not 23, but kind of close. 17 Auntie Anne's.
I said 3. Damn.
What about Five Guys?
Didn't know he owned that either.
I'm going to say he owns 15 Five Guys. So he owns franchises of Five Guys.
He owns 15 of them.
Why don't you go a little bit higher?
25.
Higher.
30.
155 Five Guys.
Isn't that like all the Five Guys?
I don't think it's all of them, but you know, he's got a lot of them.
Jeez.
24-hour fitness. He's got a bunch of gyms.
How does he do this? Who manages all these?
I don't know. It's not him, right?
I don't know. 45.
Yes, it was 40. 40, 24-hour fitness.
Very well-rounded in 24-hour fitness.
Krispy Kremes.
Didn't know he owned that either.
67. No, he only owns one.
Oh, just one Krispy
Kreme. He didn't want to die.
Get your numbers up.
Would have been bad for his health to get got too much into the donuts.
Yeah, but he's in Pizza Hut.
Car washes.
No, 167.
Not a bad guess, Brian.
I know.
150 car washes.
Yeah, I knew that one.
So Shaq owns 9 Papa John's, 17 Auntie Anne's, 155 Five Guys, 40 24-hour fitnesses, 1 Krispy Kreme, 150 car washes.
This guy made of money?
He literally has so much money. Please come on the podcast.
Hey, crazy.
How is that even possible, man?
Shaq, if you'd like to buy some period products, maybe you want to do an endorsement with Tampax or Playtex.
Shoot your shot. He doesn't appear to say no.
Cora, that's what I use. That'd be great.
The Burt Show.
Producer Messy Mikey here works for The Burt Show, but he also works for promotions at the radio station also. Dude's just trying to make a buck, right? He was telling us last week that he was working this event that he completely undersold. And then as I'm watching the news this weekend, I'm like, how did the dude not even bring this up, that you might be in the same room as Tom Brady?
I didn't know. I didn't know nothing. I just go and do my job.
So this thing's called, it was called the Jet Drag, and we talked about it last week, and it's a fundraiser that Delta Airlines has put on, and it raises how much money each year?
I think this was for either Relay for Life or American Cancer Society. They said this year they've made $1.3
million. Wow.
And it's teams of?
25 pulling a... Help me, 747?
That's what she said. Okay. The copy said 757, but on air, Kim said 747.
Would we even know the difference?
Yeah, no, it's like a whole other ton.
It's like three more rows. Okay. And then I'm watching the news this weekend, and it's amazing watching whatever. It's amazing to watch people pull a jet.
Did you see me?
No.
Oh.
Were you on the news?
I don't know. I could have been.
I didn't see you, but I saw Tom Brady. Did you see him there?
Well, so Tom Brady, like, we're all getting ready. Our time is like 10:28. They're all timed out by like 3 minutes spread apart because it's 125 teams. So we're like, we're standing in line. You have to get in what your line's going to look like. We look ahead of us. Who's there? Tom Brady's going right before us.
Come on.
He's actually pulling the jet?
Yeah. He's pulling the jet. By himself.
Of course, isn't he? Tom Brady.
It's a little deflated, though. Allegedly.
But it's like,
did we check the tires?
You have stands of people watching. So, like, you're excited to go up. You see Tom Brady go right before you. Nobody's going to care about you anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you take a ton of pictures and stuff? There's Tom Brady's ass right in front of you.
Oh, wait. Me taking pictures?
Yes.
No, I had to look up what sport he played. I forgot.
Are you kidding?
No.
No way.
This can't be
happening. I love you so much.
No way.
I disconnect. I don't know nothing.
This can't be happening. What? Right,
sports just isn't your jam.
No, it's not my jam.
Well, even if it's not your jam. Yeah.
It's Tom Brady.
I mean, politics isn't my jam, but I know who George Washington is.
I watched the roast.
Save that.
I watched the roast. It was cool to see him. If I went up and talked to him, I don't know what I would have said. But he was doing interviews and stuff. So here's the thing. His team got like 12.7, maybe, like seconds to go 25 feet. Our team got 12.5. We walk off of there. I'm like, we just beat Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I'm the greatest soccer player of all time.
So I'm walking around bragging to everyone. Yeah. The lady that I was working with at the American Cancer Society, she said, stop. You know his team is made up of cancer survivors.
Oh.
So damn. I'm walking around bragging.
Mikey.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Mikey. This is a Michael Wakefield.
Are you kidding me?
So you're shoving it in a bunch of cancer survivors' faces.
I'm not
that
saying it to them.
You beat them by 0.1 seconds.
Take that. Man, you guys are a bunch of losers. Why y'all even out here?
You're so precious. God bless you. You're so precious. So you don't know who Tom Brady is, and you don't know everybody on his team has cancer.
No. Oh, I was just excited to be there.
Yes. I am so embarrassed.
I don't even think I can continue.
She really, like, she pulled me aside and she's like, you gotta stop saying that. I was like, wow, we got them though.
Okay.
I swear to God, I think that's the funniest thing you've ever said
ever,
on this radio.
Ever. Hands down.
The greatest Mikey story of all time. Years from now, it'll be, you remember that one guy that used to work on your show that A, didn't know who Tom Brady was, and B, who made fun of a whole bunch of cancer survivors also?
What a day that was for you, bro.
I really think we should wrap it up here. I don't think it gets any better than that. Let's just wrap it up.
That's it.
So, thanks for representing the station and the Burt Show well.
Yeah, anytime. Send me out there.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.